Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. The governor taking aim at the president after a raucous campaign stop in Muskegon. CBS's Tom Foti has details.
Michigan's governor is accusing him of fueling heated rhetoric that threatens her and her family. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer responding on Twitter after a raucous Trump campaign rally in Muskegon.
And get your schools open. Get your schools open. The schools have to be open, right? Lock them all up.
The decision on whether to return to class has been left up to the school districts. Jill Biden will campaign in Michigan tomorrow. Details of her visit have not yet been released. Secretary of State has issued a directive on guns at the polls on Election Day, and our City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas has details.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says guns will not be allowed within 100 feet of polling locations, clerks' offices, or where ballots are being counted. She says this applies for poll watchers, too.
You don't talk to voters. You don't disrupt the process. That's okay. If you follow the rules, but if you don't, meaning if you cross the line and you'll be disruptive, intimidating voters, trying to harass citizens and otherwise impede their ability to vote, then you'll be removed. And so, the issue of weapons and other items are sort of all captured in that basic dichotomy between, you know, peaceful observation and disruptive tactics.
Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan reported 1,800 new cases of the coronavirus yesterday and 8 additional deaths. Meanwhile, the flu season is hitting as the pandemic is seeing an upswing here. And that has officials at the Michigan Department of Community Health concerned. Spokesman Bob Wheaton.
One thing we're doing is expanding the number of locations that provide flu shots that are covered by Medicaid. So we've added COVID-19 testing sites, including the drive-through testing and mobile vans.
Officials are recommending everyone get a flu shot to prevent overwhelming hospitals that are still dealing with the pandemic. It's not just the flu. Doctors say other ailments are going untreated due to COVID-19. Our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights, has details from a recent survey.
The survey from Parade Magazine and Cleveland Clinic finds 38% of those surveyed skipped preventive health visits and 15% avoided the hospital for things like injuries or chest pain due to coronavirus fears. Dr. Mark Hyman is a functional medicine specialist with Cleveland Clinic.
We're seeing a lot of complications and health consequences from people being afraid to go to the doctor's office, being afraid to go to the emergency room or hospital, so they're delaying care, and that's not a good thing.
Hospitals and doctor's offices have taken steps to keep patients and staff from contracting the coronavirus. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Scammers are targeting Michigan residents who hold professional licenses issued by the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Here's more from WWJ's Michael Cohen.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is warning residents to beware of phishing emails that claim to be from Laura. She says they typically contain unrecognizable email addresses and suspicious links. Nessel says misspelled words or poor grammar in the subject line or body of the email are red flags identifying a scam. Nessel says Laura will not contact you directly asking for personal information and advises you not to respond or open hyperlinks in emails or text messages about validating your personal data. Michael Cohen, WWJ News Radio 950.
Oakland County Sheriff out with its annual warning to drivers to watch out for deer. Sheriff Mike Bouchard says the deer are much more active in the fall, especially going into the breeding season.
It's actually surprising to a lot of folks. Rochester Hills area has more car deer accidents than any other area in the state of Michigan. I guess primarily because there's a pretty good sized population, and right about there it starts to taper off to more rural areas and more land and a lot more deer.
Bouchard says a rule of thumb is that if you see one deer, there's likely more not far behind. Lots of work being done to help reduce the number one threat to teenagers, traffic crashes.
Technology can prevent crashes, driver's ed and graduated licenses also help, but communications is a key, says Mike Lopez, a driver assist senior engineer at Ford and father of a teenager.
My dad handed me my keys the first time. He said, Mike, you have one job, and that's to pay attention 100% of the time. There's just no substitute for that and experience.
Ford has a system called MyKey. Other companies have similar systems that can tailor certain limits for teenage drivers. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.